FM News Talk 97.1 podcast.
And the crowd goes wild for Second Amendment Radio on FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo here in studio with producer Chad Ellis and the great Aaron Tarlow is Bam. Back from another brief vigilante trip to some dark city in some dark corner of America.
Chicago.
Where he brought criminals to justice and was out of the studio last week. But he's back.
I'm back.
Great to see you, my friend. How are you?
Good. Good to be here hopefully the rest of the year.
There's only a couple shows left for the end of the year.
January's looking good. February's looking good. March and April might be kind of sketch.
Let's do a little 2018 retrospect. Let's first start with Southern Armory.
Right.
Aaron is, of course, the owner of Southern Armory. First, tell folks about Southern Armory.
Right.
And then tell us what kind of year you had.
So we want to be your gun store, the go-to place. And whether it's guns, ammunition, optics, training, you know, reloading, knives, wife's food, if you're kind of like a prepper type, we'd love to help you. So we're located at 9901 Watson Road, 1 mile east of 270 and 44 in southernarmory.com.
Southernarmory.com.
That's southernarmory.com.
There you go.
It's getting good.
The trifecta.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's been a good year. We had some good promotions that we really liked. We're probably going to bring them back next year. And it was just kind of an interesting year because there wasn't a lot of gun legislation going on, so people were not like in panic mode, like I gotta have this, which was great, because customers that would come in and go, hey, I really want gun X was available, and it was at a very reasonable price.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a good year for gun owners, especially the guys that want to collect. You know, they could come in and they could get what they wanted, and it wasn't, you know, a $500 AR for $1,500 because manufacturers and the wholesalers could squeeze that out.
Right.
It wasn't a $50 PMAG when, you know, we used to sell them for 10 bucks.
Right.
So, you know, kind of an interesting year, you know, nothing, it was, you know, I want to say it was flat, but it wasn't, you know, the ups and downs, the craziness of Pelosi saying, we're going to ban them, Mr. and Mrs. America,
right,
turn them in. And
that always,
oh man,
spurs, you know,
the sales.
Buying. Yeah.
But people don't get necessarily what they want, or they got to compromise. And that's the whole idea of our philosophy is get you what you need to get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and
right tool, right job.
Yeah, right tool, right job. You got it. And at a good price. So it was an interesting year. I've got a couple builds myself coming up. I'm doing an FAL build from DS Arms. And we're a DSA dealer. So if you're kind of into that FAL gun, FAL rifle, come in and see us. We can get their parts, but they have the Israeli parts kits. So it's kind of cool. It's the
what is that?
Thought. The parts kit?
No. The gun.
The FAL.
Yeah.
It's a 308. It's like a battle rifle.
Okay.
And it defended Israel for years and years and years. So the Hebrew hammer.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I grabbed a parts kit. I got the email, and I like look at my wife, and I go, she's like, "Oh no, you want a gun, don't you?" I'm like, "Yes, I do." And I've been good this year. Like, I have not been getting buying everything I wanted. You know, just because there's not, I'm more into the collector mode.
Yeah,
you know, like I kind of want, you know, unusual. And this is an Israeli FAL parts kit, and DSA is coming out with an Israeli receiver with all the, you know, with all the Hebrew writing and stuff on it. And I'm like, you know, I need this.
That's pretty cool.
It's going to be awesome.
Is it still like the weapon of choice for their military?
No,
or
they've gone on to the Tavors, which, you know, you can get those too, super reasonable. And
but that all the more makes this a cool collector's item.
Yeah, very cool. Not a lot of people are going to have it. And I've got an FAL already, but my wife said that to me, and I go, yeah, but I don't have this FAL.
Right.
It's got like the wood furniture and stuff. It's going to be epic.
Right.
When I finish it, I'll have to bring it in. Hopefully I don't freak anybody out in the Camo X studios.
Yeah.
You know, I'll bring it
sounds
in
like
the case.
A sounds like seriously like a collector's dream.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
It is. And DS Arms had said that too. Like if you're a collector,
this is for you.
Get on it. Yeah.
Right.
Cuz you just they're not importing them, you know. It was kind of just a shock that they came up.
Right.
So, I was like, man, I got to get on that.
That's really cool.
The other one I'm getting is a Glock. And everybody's like, oh, it's a Glock, oh, whatever. It's a 9/11 Memorial Edition.
Oh, wow.
So that's gonna be pretty neat. I'm expecting that here in the next, probably around Christmas.
That's
I think
cool.
It's coming out, be here in the next week or so.
Yeah.
So it's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah.
So I got bought, those are the two guns I bought this year.
So if 2019 is the year that somebody either wants to get their CCW or they want to take a refresher course or maybe the advanced pistol class.
Yeah.
How often will those be available?
CCW classes we do twice a month. The advanced pistol class we do once a month. The class size in the advanced class is it's limited seating. Okay. We only want 5 or 6 students because that way we can give everybody that personal attention they need and at their skill level. So if they're having issues with 1 or 2 concepts, we can focus on that. The other thing we do, too, is we do some private instruction. We've been doing that a lot here lately. A lot of women, matter of fact, they're intimidated by the large classroom setting with, 10, 15 people in there because they don't want to look. And I tell them, like, you're not going to look stupid. I'm like, right, you're learning. So you have to expect that, you know, other people are going to be learning too, and you're not alone, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But so we've had women want to come in and just do some private instruction. So that's another option. So you can get in a CCW class, come in and do a refresher. It's half off. You're only there half the day, right? Mm-hmm. We're not going to charge you the full rate. Advanced pistol class, 6 hours. We go shoot a bunch. We've got private property we go down to right off Antire Road and a nice little range set up there. And we do, you know, draws and malfunctions. We stretch you out on distance. So that's a neat class if you've never done some of that stuff. Plus, there's incorporating the movement in there and the draw and drawing and moving are two things you can't do at the range.
Mm-hmm.
You may be able to draw a gun at the range. However, they will be promptly throwing you out once they see it.
Right.
So that's just kind of a neat thing to do. And then we show them how to use snap caps. And a lot of people don't know what snap caps are. They're dummy ammunition. They're full CNC machined. And they have a little silicone end to absorb the energy of the firing pin so they don't hurt the gun, but they don't fire. And you can cycle the gun and use the gun as if it was real. It just doesn't go bang.
Gotcha.
So that's a neat thing. And a lot
but
of
it's a real feel of everything else that you're doing.
Yeah, you're loading the magazines, you're tapping the magazine, and you're racking the slide, you're pressing the trigger, you're aiming, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a neat tool to self-diagnose. If you've got an issue like, man, I keep pulling off to the left. You get snap caps, and you will be able to see whether or not you're pulling the gun left or maybe anticipating some recoil or whatever the case may be. Snap caps help you diagnose that. And the good shooters, I'm talking the guys that are top in USPSA, IPSC, IDPA, CMP, 3-gun, 2-gun, you know, whatever you've got, they do dry fire practice, and they use snap caps. So you want a cheap solution to make yourself a better shooter? Come down to Southern Armory, buy some snap caps, and have us show you how to use them, right? And we'll show you, hey, this is what you do. Put a little target on the wall and just watch your sights, and you will just become a better shooter. It's insane how
That's
much
awesome.
Better you can become.
That's awesome. So. It kind of also reminds me, last week while you were out, I was the Southern Armory spokesperson on the show.
I didn't get to hear it.
And I talked about...
I caught the end of the show.
Of course, you can get all of your firearm needs served at Southern Armory, but you guys do a whole lot of other stuff, too, other self-defense
crisis,
tools that you can use, clothes, all other stuff.
Clothes,
talk about some of the stuff there.
Pepper spray.
Yeah.
We've been wanting to pick up... our good friends, flashlights, and they were on last week, too.
Yeah.
So we've got to get with them. That'll probably be a next year thing.
I want to talk about those in a few minutes.
Yeah. So, there's a ton of stuff that you can get there. Suppressors. A lot of people think, I can't tell you how many people come in the store on a weekly basis and go, suppressors, aren't these illegal? I'm like, no. You should have one.
Mm-hmm.
It's polite. You know, whether you're gonna hunt, right? You don't scare off the deer for the guy in the next field over, a few hundred yards away, for self defense in your house because you're not gonna hurt your children's ears or your ears, or your wife. That's probably the more important one.
Right.
You know, hurting her ears. If you have to discharge a firearm in the house, when you go to the range or you shoot outside, it makes it so much more pleasurable because you don't have all that percussion. So, backpacks, if you want to sling gear, you know, and take a bunch of stuff with you. I always carry a backpack with me. And stuff I keep in there is like a big battery cell, a bunch of extra chargers, water, protein bars, and then little incidental stuff. Like I always seem to need a USB drive every once in a while because somebody goes, hey, have you seen this yet? No. Well, here's the manual. I'll give it to you in PDF format. And then the backpacks also, you have a built-in holster in some of them. So you can put your concealed firearm in there if you don't want to carry it on your hip, throw it in your backpack.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think, the one backpack I have has a nice like felt lining and I could put my glasses in there. They don't get all scratched up.
That's cool.
It's baller. I love that little pocket.
Yeah.
And then I leave other stuff in there too, like Band-Aids, sunscreen, chapsticks, Kleenexes is another one.
Right.
Mostly because I've got a 15, 16 month old. And
exactly.
Here lately, that nose has been running. We were talking about that.
Yeah.
Off the air.
If you're the special kind of combination of OCD / dad prepper like I am, having a bag with you that you can just carry is
awesome.
So helpful.
And you got to have carabiners all over it because sometimes you need to clip stuff to it. So, you know, I put the Piper stuff in there too, you know, whether it's, you know, diapers and stuff. And we've got like, my wife's got this huge bag, like we got it at Costco, right? And it was like massive. And I'm just looking at her. She's like, do you want one too? And I'm like, no, I got a Glock bag. It's fine. Not a big deal. If I need a bigger one, I got a Maxpedition bag.
Yeah, no, those are super cool.
Both which you can get at Southern Armory. So, trying to think, what else? Tasers, pepper spray, stun guns. We've got a stun gun flashlight from Saber. Saber's a great local company. I really do like Saber.
I love supporting local companies.
Yeah, they're right down in Fenton manufacturing and everything else. So when we order it, and then we literally go down to Fenton and pick it up, which is just outstanding. I love dealing with Saber. So if any of the Saber people are listening, thanks for everything you guys do and keeping it local.
Mm-hmm.
So, but pepper spray, they have the stun gun flashlight is like the coolest thing in the world. It's rechargeable.
It is.
And then, you know, car breaks down, you can turn on your flashlight, and then if somebody comes over to help you, you stun the stuff out of them.
Yeah. I mean, it's just another way to feel
safe. Yeah.
And maybe you're not ready to carry a gun.
Right. And I get that. And I totally respect that. The wife and I.
So maybe pepper spray or a taser or a stun gun is more comfortable for you, but at least you're protecting yourself.
Yeah. And I had a conversation. We went out last night with one of our friends that works over at Fox 2 News.
Mm-hmm.
And we went out and had dinner. And the couple next to us, there's like a couple of couples. And they were eating dinner, and they were like, oh, my God, your daughter's so cute, and da-da-da-da-da. And then, you know, of course, it's like, what do you guys do for a living? And my buddy's like, oh, I work for, you know, KTVI St. Louis. And I was like, oh, I work for fire department, and I own a gun store. And they're like, oh, you own a gun store? And immediately they're like, the one guy's like, well, I got a gun. And I'm like, oh, yeah? He's like, yeah, I got a couple of them. I was like, well, that's cool. And then he goes, I'm a Democrat. And I'm like, yeah, firearms ownership doesn't know. Chad's over here dying. That's like firearms ownership doesn't know
that you're a Democrat.
Political bounds.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
No.
Right? It also doesn't know religious or racial bounds either.
Right.
You could.
Well, and it wasn't long ago. People don't, it's hard to remember because of the craziness of politics today.
Oh yeah.
It wasn't long ago that Democrats were not as staunchly against some issues that they are now.
Yeah.
You know, for example, the border, we're not going to get into politics, but you know, the border,
came up last night.
You can go back and find clips of prominent Democrats
calling
still serving,
they're
still talking about building a wall and protecting the border and all that. And they've just changed that. And I think gun ownership and gun laws is another one.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go back very far to see some people who now are in government calling for basically the elimination of guns that just a handful of years ago, or even less, were just making an honest case for what they saw as common sense restrictions and gun laws, but not coming after them
like this.
And now they come after them.
Yeah, we've got a couple things to talk about on the coming aftering part two in later segments.
But, oh, great.
So I was talking to him, and I was like, you know, you sound more like a centrist. You know, maybe center left.
Right.
And he was like, oh, yeah, that's a good way to put it. And I'm like, right. You know, I go, I'm center, you know. And I go, I got some Democratic views. I got some Republican views. Sure. I got a lot of constitutional views.
Right.
You know, especially I'm living in the government, federal government. And he ended up taking a business card. He's going to come see us at the gun shop.
Love it.
So I'm looking forward to that. And the other couple they were with, the one guy's like, I'm a Democrat, too. And he goes, I've been in your store. And I'm like, yeah, I go, I recognize you. You know, so it was... It was fun, you know, and I think it's just kind of speaks to the load that, you know, the employees that we have, you know, Jess and Brad and Dan, we don't care what your political affiliation, religious affiliation, or your race is.
No.
You know, self-defense knows none of those bounds.
Right.
And we're there to help you make a good decision. And I just...
For your safety.
Yeah, it's for you. Right. It's for you, because I carry a gun,
right?
And I train with my pistols,
right,
and my rifles, and my shotgun, and I know that if something happens, hopefully I just default back to that, right?
Right.
But it's really all about the customer, and I just thought it was funny that the guy was like, you're probably not going to like me, because I'm a Democrat, but I own guns, and I'm like, yeah,
Is it like a disclaimer? They just come,
Hi, I'm a Democrat.
But I like guns.
Yeah. Right.
It was weird. He's like, I've got four, you know? So then we ended up talking like 1911s, and he's got this old Colt that was his granddaddy's, and I was like, that's cool, man. Like,
yeah.
You know, this guy was in his like 60s, 70s, right. So
that's
this
awesome.
Is neat guy.
So we need to take a quick break. Either this next segment or the following one, we're going to get to some of your questions. It's been a while. We've had a lot of guests in here the last few weeks.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while since we've gotten some of your questions. But Second Amendment Radio Facebook page is back up and running.
Yeah, we're back
100% up. 100%
back and up and I've running. Been kind of tinkering with it here and there and posting stuff, but I need to get a little bit more serious because I've just been out of the jam.
Right.
It's going to take me a couple weeks to...
So don't forget.
Load it back up.
Yeah, don't forget to follow us on the Second Amendment Radio Facebook page. Follow the Southern Armory Facebook page. Follow me on Twitter at TonyColombo971. And send us those questions, and we like to answer those, and we'll be answering a whole bunch of questions in 2019
as
well.
Can't wait.
And we've got some today and some other things to talk about. So don't go anywhere. Second Amendment Radio is on FM News Talk 97.1. It's the king.
If you don't like Elvis, I mean, and guns, and airplanes, and hunting, and fishing, and camping, I don't know if we can be friends.
You ever been to Graceland?
No.
That's
well,
cool, man.
I lied to you.
It's cool.
I have been. I was like 3 or 4. I went with my grandparents.
Right.
So I was super little, but it's on the agenda. One of the topics at dinner last night was bucket list items.
Oh, yeah?
Right. So a Packers game in Green Bay.
Yeah.
So we're going to go do that on the 30th. It's looking like we're going to be able to make it up there, me and a couple buddies. And then camp, the furthest east you can possibly camp, which is like, you know, in Maine. So that way you're the first thing that the sunlight hits in America.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd like to go see Graceland.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis's jet actually recently sold, and they're trying to make it kind of an attraction. And then
been on it.
Have you?
Yep.
That's kind of cool.
It's
well, he's
awesome.
Got several of them from what I heard, but one of them, just sold.
There's
I don't
one
know.
You can tour when you go to Graceland, or used to at least. You could
yeah, this
get on
is
it.
A smaller one. This is the one I think in Graceland is pretty big.
Yeah.
But
it's like a 747.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big old.
Yeah. This is like a smaller
gold
one. This is like
plated,
a.
Plated. Yeah. Bathroom, like the sink in the bathroom is gold plated. And
sounds like a Trump guy. I'm just saying.
It's awesome.
So,
got the TCB logo on the back wing.
Does it?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so Graceland's kind of on there. Like, I want to go to Memphis and, you know, do a bunch of stuff down there. And it's not that far. It's a great, you know, it's like a date. You go down there for a weekend, you know. But
I don't know if I've ever told you about this is a short story.
Yeah.
The greatest day of my life.
The day you got married.
I've told this on the radio
quick
before.
To deny
not
that.
This one. I've told this on radio shows before, but never this one. Take out your marriage and your kids, because of course that's always going to be your
greatest
day.
Yeah.
So take that stuff out of it. Greatest day of my life was a friend of mine and I took a trip to Memphis.
Uh-huh.
And all in one day on a Saturday, we were staying in Memphis. You know, have you ever heard of the, I think it's called the Peabody Hotel, the one with the ducks?
Uh-huh.
Okay, we were staying across the street at the Best Western, and but we were hanging out at the Peabody a whole bunch, because that's the big, fancy, nice restaurant. They have a really cool bar there. So we wake up in the morning, and we go to Graceland, and then we spend the first part of the day at Elvis's house. Hang it, you know, go to Graceland, go to tour the garage and all his cars, and then go on the plane. Then we went to Tunica, Mississippi, which is about 40 minutes away from.
I know where Tunica is.
Because Kenny Rogers
was playing,
was performing at a casino in Tunica, Mississippi. So we went to the Kenny Rogers concert in Tunica. Then we came back to Memphis and hung out in the Peabody lobby as our sort of nightcap.
Yeah,
and the Lakers were in town playing the Memphis Grizzlies, and they were staying at the Peabody, and this is when Kobe and Shaq were on the Lakers. Kobe Bryant cuts through the lobby. Everybody's screaming. He doesn't even look up. He just head down, goes to the elevator, and goes up to his room. Shaq sits down at the bar and just talks to people. Hangs out at
like
the bar
guy.
in the Peabody. And I went over. The only thing he wouldn't do is take pictures. Because he didn't want to have to keep stopping and taking pictures.
Right, no, I get it.
And I don't think he was signing autographs either.
That's
but he
fine.
Was like, you know, if you wanted to talk to him, if you were sitting there talking, you know, he was talking to everybody.
Right.
He just didn't want to keep stopping and signing and taking pictures. But he was just hanging out.
It's respectable.
Yeah, hung out for like 45 minutes. And then he went up. I went up to him and I said, hey, Shaq Diesel. And he said, what's up, little dog? So I'm Shaquille O'Neal's little dog. Just so you know, if you ever, you know, just keep that in mind.
Ever bump into him and be like, your little
like,
dog, Tony Colombo.
Tony Colombo.
That's Shaquille O'Neal's little dog. So in one day in my life, I went to Elvis's house, saw Kenny Rogers, and met Shaquille O'Neal. That's a good day.
Hmm.
And got a nickname. I'm Shaq's little dog.
Little dog.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to up my game.
Mm-hmm. That's a good day, huh?
Now is it little dog?
No, I think it's LILDAWG.
Yeah,
all right, cool.
Gotcha.
I think it's little dog.
And just,
he's Shaq Diesel.
Just checking.
And I said, hey, Shaq Diesel.
Shaq Diesel and a little dog.
That's right. We could have our own show.
Yeah,
Diesel.
You need to be on like ESPN Radio, but you know.
Well, he could come over here.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're a little off topic.
Yeah. No, that's
this
cool.
is Second Amendment
back to
Radio.
Guns.
Yeah. Back to guns.
Yeah. Did you say you had an update?
Yeah.
Because I have a whole bunch of questions I want to get to.
Yeah.
So last couple of weeks we've had our friend Alex in the studio. She is from the Missouri Firearms Coalition, and we have been warning folks to pay attention to what Alex is saying and what the Missouri Firearms Coalition is saying, because even though we have this Republican supermajority in Jefferson City that says, you know, that they are very pro-gun, there are still Democratic lawmakers in the state that are out to try to pass laws that would make it very easy for you to have your guns taken away from you.
Just Google red flag laws, go back, listen to the previous podcast. There's going to be like three or four shows we talk about it, so it's not going to be hard to miss.
Go to the Missouri Firearms Coalition website and sign the petition.
Absolutely.
It helps out tremendously.
And then the other thing I'm going to tell you is go to southernarmory.com, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Southernarmory.com. I cannot stress that enough.
Mm-hmm.
Sign up for our newsletter, because as soon as we find out when these hearings are going to be, we're going to blast everybody on our newsletter. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as you go to Southern Armory, it should pop up and say join our newsletter. If it doesn't, go to the left hand side, kind of where the menu is, and it's towards the bottom. It'll say sign up for our newsletter. It'll send you an email, says, did you really mean to do this? Opt in. And we don't share your information. We don't sell your information. We use it just for us to send you promotions like once a month, and to send you any updates going on legislatively. And really, the last year, the newsletter has been very quiet. Okay, it's been like, hey, there's been a recall on this. Hey, we've got a sale on this. Hey, you know, everything is hunky-dory and good. This year, I have a feeling it's going to be a ride. Mm-hmm. So you need to get on there. And then if and I know it's hard because people work, and I'm kind of in the same boat where I work, but I really enjoy my job, right? And I'm even going to try to go to Jeff City for these hearings if humanly possible. Mm-hmm. So I might have to, you know, get in there really early and leave immediately when I'm done to get back and do other stuff. But it's important that we're heard. And mm-hmm. if you can't, go sign the petitions. We're working with the Missouri Firearms Coalition to get a petition in Southern Armory.
No, that's cool.
So you can come
in. When you're in store, just sign it.
Yeah, when you're in store, sign it. We'll probably be prompting you to sign it, too. You know, you could tell us no, and that's fine, you know, but these red flag laws are not your friends.
Yeah.
And we've already kind of seen a push. You know, I mentioned earlier in the first segment that, you know, it's been quiet. Last year was real quiet, you know, law-wise, federally and the state level. But they're coming for your guns.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to say that. Because I hate to be like the fear monger.
They're never going
to
rest.
Yeah, they're not resting. And
just because they haven't had power and haven't been able to do stuff doesn't mean that they've gone away.
Right, and they're there.
And if they have an opportunity to pass something, and unfortunately we've seen some of these red flag laws. Alex has been great at providing this information over the last couple of weeks. In states that had Republican control of the House, Republican control of the Senate, and a Republican sitting in the governor's mansion in these different states.
Yeah.
And some of these red flag laws still passed in those Republican-dominated states.
Right. And
so don't just feel like you're safe and you don't have to do anything.
What scared me was Alex was like, the NRA's for it.
Yeah, the NRA, you know, is not opposing a lot of them.
And the NRA was also for your bump stack ban, which if you're on the internet at all, that has broken the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, it is everywhere in these groups.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like 90 days to turn them in or destroy them. You know, and that's insane. You know, we're talking about a stock for a gun, you know, and
mm-hmm.
next you're going to go, well, we can't have triggers less than, you know, 10 pounds. So every rifle needs a 10-pound trigger.
Mm.
You know, you want to talk about flinching and pulling your shots down or to the left if you're a righty, that's going to do it, you know. So
super cool thing this year that is being introduced on the state level is what I call the Aaron Tarlow bill.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That has been, I think it's already been pre-filed.
Submitted? Really?
Yeah,
awesome.
I think it has been by our buddy, State Rep Nick Schroer, who's been on this show many times.
I'll have to come testify for it.
You guys talked, off the air
A
couple months ago when he was in.
Yeah, November,
and, and we were talking about medical marijuana, which is, of course, going to be a big deal in the state in 2019 and even in 2020. And, you know, getting these gun laws straightened out with the medical marijuana law and making sure that people who, you know, cancer patients and other people that are already suffering.
Arthritis, seizure patients. There's a list.
Yeah,
that
need medical marijuana and are prescribed by their doctor. That they don't lose any gun rights because of that, because of the fact of the matter that that marijuana is illegally nationally,
federally,
and can, you know, stop you from being able to buy a firearm if you're sick, which is crazy.
Yeah,
and so Representative Schroer, after a conversation with you, put together an idea that you guys talked about, and I'm pretty sure it's already been pre-filed.
I'll have to text him in a little bit, and.
I call it the Aaron Tarlow bill.
Yeah, get it updated. I mean, I'm great. I'm so happy that I have, you know, some influence, because every once in a while I spit out a brilliant idea. You just got to cut through the other 99% of the horrible stuff, you know?
Yep.
But when he told me that, I was like, really? You got that idea for me? I was just kind of babbling, but I'm glad you picked it up, you know? So.
Want to get some of these questions?
We can. Anyway, bump stock ban.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
It's going on. So there's a lawsuit that's supposed to try to stop it. So the advice we're giving at the shop right now is don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Just sit tight and wait it out and pay attention. And if you've got a bump stock, go get on our newsletter. You know, go to our website and get on our newsletter. So that way. You've got an idea of, you know, what's going on.
Would the bump stock ban make all bump stocks, existing bump stocks, illegal?
Yes. It's going to reclassify.
So it's not like it just, they stop selling them now, but if you have one, you're sort of grandfathered
in. They're still selling them. So yeah, you're not going to get grandfathered in, and at all. There's no grandfathering in there. You have made, in the eyes of the federal government, you've made a machine gun.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, which is, you know, 25 years in jail and $250,000 in fines plus.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now it's knowingly, you know, so, I mean, I think the fines go up. I think if we get into the $500,000 plus range. So it's not good. It is not good. And it's a slippery slope. It's kind of like the medical marijuana thing. You know, we're going to say, well, you can't have this accessory for your gun because it increases the rate of fire. Well, now you can't have an optic that magnifies over 10 because it increases the accuracy.
Yeah, it makes it too accurate.
You know, and then, well, you know, now we really can't have high-capacity magazines either because, you know, they're bad too, and mm-hmm. you got a lot of bullets in that gun. And, you know, we know those guns shoot like 50 rounds every time you pull the trigger. So, you know, between the bump stock and the magazine, I mean, you can shoot like 1 million rounds a minute, and we just can't have that.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. And so this is a slippery slope. It's the bump stocks, then it'll be the optics, then it'll be the triggers, then it'll be the magazines, then it'll be you can only have this kind of ammunition. Look at New Jersey. You can't even have hollow points in New Jersey. Or expanding ammunition, it's got to be full metal jacket. That's insane. If you're a hunter, you're losing your mind because you know you mm-hmm. use an expanding ammunition to do a merciful kill, right? Mm-hmm. When you shoot your deer, you don't want it to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of part of conservation. It's not kind of part. It is part of conservation that you use expanding ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
So it's crazy. And the medical marijuana thing, well, you know, if we're gonna you know, do this with medical marijuana, well, let's anybody that takes anti-anxiety medication or depression medication, you can't have a gun either.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's a slippery slope. You give them an inch, they take a mile. And I know that I'm probably preaching to the choir here, but, you know, you got to say enough's enough. I saw a great meme. And it said, you know, NFA, it was a line in the sand, right? And the politicians stepped across it, and then you got the NRA backing up. And then there's another line in the sand, it was 1984 machine gun ban. And then there was another line in the sand, you know, and it was the first assault weapons ban. And then there was another line in the sand,
right.
And it said bump stocks. And then there was another line in the sand, and the NRA is standing behind this line, and it says semi-automatics.
Yeah.
And the politicians are standing on one side, and the NRA's back there, and they're like, don't go past this line. We really mean it this time.
And you can see all the other lines in the background.
Yeah, and you see all the other lines in the background, and you're like, yeah, man, when is it going to stop? This is insane.
Yep.
You know?
All right, we need to take a quick break. I have an information about our buddy. I call him Flashlight Mike. Mike McClary from Intervine. He has an unbelievable offer happening right now that I'm going to tell you about.
And
we are going to get to your questions that have been submitted either on the Second Amendment Radio Facebook page, the Southern Armory Facebook page, or my Twitter, at Tony Colombo. Always keep those questions coming, and we try to answer everyone that comes in. So we will get to those questions next. Don't go anywhere. It's Second Amendment Radio on FM News Talk 97.1. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio, FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo here.
Aaron Tarlow
right there.
Chad hanging out.
Chad Ellis.
On the board.
The great producer on the wheels of steel.
it's like plastic. It's not even metal.
Couple days before Christmas. Everybody excited?
I am pumped.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
We got Piper a couple cool gifts. And they make noise, so we'll see if Aaron throws some tape over the speaker, kind of make that a little quieter. And there's one toy she's got; it's an airplane. Shocking, right?
Right.
And it's funny because it doesn't have an on-off switch. So I haven't told my wife yet, but I've got a little on-off switch, and I might be installing that. So when she plays with it, and it's like, you know, late and I'm trying to watch TV or study, it's not making all that racket.
Mm-hmm.
Then she's not going to want it anymore.
No,
it doesn't make noise.
She still plays with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know. Chad, are you a big Christmas guy?
I was not.
Really?
I am now.
Okay.
Because I get to do the Christmas now.
Yeah. You dressing up like Santa?
Not at all. Not at all. I spent way too much money on gifts.
Yeah, so. That's good though. That feels good. I mean, it feels bad when
feels good to give.
It, while you're doing giving it.
Yeah,
but when you're giving out those presents, it feels really good.
Yeah.
It feels
good to give.
I always go overboard. My wife has to keep an eye on me and stop me from buying all the, presents because I
literally, like, every uncle, every aunt, every cousin, I'd be like, oh, I'll spend like, you know, $100, $150 on them. I was way too generous in my youth. and now we do like a secret Santa and they're like $50, no more. And I always negotiate for my one uncle who's an outdoorsman too. And I always end up spending like $100, $150 on him. But he's cool, you know? Yeah. I mean, the guy retraced Lewis and Clark's trip west from St. Louis twice. He goes down the Grand Canyon like once a year, and he's a kayaker and a mountain climber, and he's just a cool dude. So when I see that cool gizmo, so everybody was always worried about him. This is not like a paid endorsement or anything. Should be. Maybe I should contact him. But the spot, I don't know if you've seen the spots, like the little orange thing, and you can hit like, okay, need help, you know, SOS, like send the fire department or search and rescue to get me. So everybody was always worried about him, so I got him one of those. And he didn't know what it was. Like, he was completely, it just come out, you know, and I knew what it was because I'd seen it in some of the magazines I read, and he didn't know what it was, and it came with like a year subscription. So it sat for a while, and then one day I get a call from him, and he goes, remember that Christmas gift you gave me a few years ago? I'm like, yeah. He goes, you know, the spot? And I was like, yeah, how you liking that? He goes, well, I just activated it.
I'm like, wow.
Really?
Uh-oh.
And he's like, this thing is awesome. And I'm like, really? He goes, yeah, I just went down to Grand Canyon. And he's like, spotty, or the service was a little spotty because you're in such, you know, narrow walls. You know, it's not like, you know, like open plain or whatever. But he was able to track his, you know, day-to-day. He would get it to a spot and hit the button to mark his location. And then it does it on like a Google Map overlay. And then it would send email outs to everybody. And he's like, you want to get on my email list? And I'm like, do I want to get on your email list? Yes. So now I'll randomly get a email from Big Mo. And
that's cool.
Yeah. So, and I'll be like, where's he at now?
Somewhere in the world.
He's, you know, in this national park, or he's the Grand Canyon, or he's like on the Mississippi in some random town. And I got to call my aunt, figure out what he's doing.
That's cool.
You know,
that was a great gift.
Yeah, it was. He really enjoyed it. The newer ones are way more advanced. He's got one of the originals.
Yeah.
But he uses it constantly. He's like, this is the greatest thing everybody ever gave me. And I was like, I'm glad you got it. I'm glad you enjoy it.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
But yeah, that's the coolest Christmas gift I think I've ever given. He's had it probably for close to a decade now.
Yeah, that feels good. That feels really good. Want to remind folks about Intervine, one of the great sponsors of this show. Our buddy Mike was here with us last week and rolled out an incredible offer.
Oh, yeah.
There's only a few days left on it. When he made this offer, he said it would run through Christmas. There's a possibility it might be extended, but I don't know about that. So don't wait.
Don't bank on it.
So it's probably too late at this point, being December 22nd. By the way, happy birthday, Mom. This is my mom's birthday, December 22nd.
Happy birthday,
Mom.
It's
a busy week in the Columbo house. 19th is my wife's birthday. 22nd is my mom's birthday. Christmas is right on top of us. A lot going on. Happy birthday, Mom. Love you. Intervine.com. Mom, you do this too. Go to Intervine.com and use my name, Tony, as your promo code, and you get 40% off. 40% off all of their products right now.
Includes batteries.
I just was going to say, just to buy batteries for all the stuff that you're going to need batteries for after Christmas. Just use that to buy freaking batteries.
Yeah, I had the same thought.
You are. Like, and you're winning the game.
I think I'm going to do that.
Yeah,
because batteries have a shelf life of like 10 years or something.
How freaking cool
ridiculous.
Is that flashlight you got last week?
Oh, it's amazing.
I'm jealous. I'm not going to lie.
I'm sorry.
I was Tony got a flashlight?
I'm sorry.
Like, of all the weeks I can't be here, this is ridiculous.
Aaron wasn't here and he heard us bragging about the flashlights and how Chad got a free flashlight from
literally,
Mike.
Like,
Aaron's
I catch
like,
the
I
last,
didn't get a flashlight.
I was like, catch the last 15 minutes of the show. I'm texting them furiously.
That's
and like,
so funny.
Seriously? This is bull.
All the coolest and most technologically advanced and brightest and longest-lasting LED flashlights, lanterns, and headlamps are all available at intervine.com. The batteries also, just like we just said, just to buy double and AAA batteries, just
go do it.
Use the 40% off to do that, just to save yourself some money on batteries. Intervine is INTERVINE.com. Again, just use my name, Tony, TONY, at checkout, and that's your discount code, and you'll get 40% off all products. And if you prefer to shop on Amazon, you can go to intervine.com/Tony. That'll take you to their Amazon page. Some people just like shopping on Amazon. Yeah. They have a 4.9 out of 5 seller rating on Amazon.
Huge.
So they are crushing it on Amazon. Intervine.com/Tony, and you'll be automatically redirected to Amazon, and the 40% off is automatically applied there as well. So go and check that out. All right, let's get to a couple of these questions. One, we've sort of touched on a couple times in the show today. Somebody asked if you, Aaron, were worried about the Democrats taking control of the House of Representatives starting next month. After taking that away from the Republicans in November, any fear that they are going to try to immediately start up some of these gun grab issues again?
Yes. To simply put it, yeah, I'm worried on the federal level, on the state level, and I just don't know what to think. You know, like I said, everybody was kind of lulled into this. Sense of security, because we had a Republican House, mm-hmm. Republican Senate, Republican President, and now you've got the NRA kind of, well, yeah, we'll give you guys this, and you know, how much pork are they going to try to cram into that bill?
Right.
Oh, well, it's a bump stock ban, but it also does X, Y, Z, and a bunch of other stuff that we don't mm-hmm. want, right? That's what pork is. They just mm-hmm. fill it. So. Yep.
All the more reason to
get
the Southern Armory newsletter.
Yeah, you need to.
Go to the Missouri Firearms Coalition website.
Yeah.
Like Alex Salzman, who's been on the show the last couple of weeks, has been telling folks and sign their petitions there and make sure that you protect yourself from that.
It's insane. So, yeah, I'm worried because we do have a lot of rhinos in the Senate. You know, I mean, look at McCain, right? When they almost got Obamacare appealed and, you know, he voted against it,
mm-hmm.
you know, so they're there. And I hate to use a Trump term, but they haven't finished draining the swamp yet.
Right.
And there's still a lot of these incumbents that have been there for, you know, decades upon decades upon decades. And they've gotten away from their original guiding light, their original morals and values. And they're just part of the problem.
Right.
In my opinion. And, you know, I mentioned I'm a constitutionalist, so I think that, you know, gun grabs are completely unconstitutional and, you know, a bunch of other stuff. Just stick to what the Constitution said to do.
Right.
We won't have an issue.
Somebody asked this interesting question. Somebody asked, is it even possible for a new, in quotes, company to break into the gun business? Or is it Smith & Wesson, Remington, and Ruger now and forever?
So what do they want to manufacture?
Yeah, I guess. That's the way I read it. Like, maybe they're looking for somebody new,
right.
Like looking for something
so
new and different.
What I'm going to tell you is there's been a lot of companies that have gone belly up.
Yeah.
Right? And
they can't compete.
Because they can't compete. So you got to come in. You got to have an amazing product that nobody else is doing. And if you truly have that, then you need to get it patented. Right? And you need to figure out other ways to do it and then patent those ways too. So that way the big boys can't come in and get it. I've seen a lot of companies come in. A lot of companies go out. Right. And even when the market was great and there was room and, you know, demand was high, now that demand is low. I mean, Colt filed bankruptcy, people.
Right.
You know, I mean, let's be serious here.
Yeah.
You had Smith & Wesson stock take a dive. You've had Smith & Wesson, who was literally buying up like everybody. You know, starting to have financial issues. You've got other companies that have scaled back production, have lowered price just to get the cash flow going. You've got it's stagnant, right? Mm-hmm. What happens to stagnant water? You get, you know, mosquitoes
mm-hmm.
and it, you know, because nothing's flowing.
That's right.
And locally, we've seen a lot of gun shops close.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had people come in and go, you know, you guys are still here. It's like, yeah, because we treat you right. right? We have fair pricing that competes with the freaking internet, mm-hmm. and you know we are your local gun store.
That's
so
awesome.
You know, yeah, we're going to be here, and we're figuring it out. But it's been hard. I ain't going to lie to you guys. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you're going to get into manufacturing, you know, I wish you the best of luck.
Mm-hmm.
I hope, you know, I wish I could tell you better news.
Right.
But I think that if you're going
to
do it,
break into.
Make sure you're manufacturing other stuff other than gun stuff.
Right.
You know, and just have that as a little division of what you're
going to
do.
Very good. All right. That is going to have to do it for another edition of Second Amendment Radio. Merry Christmas to everybody out there. Happy holidays. Thank you so much for supporting and listening to Second Amendment Radio.
Yep.
We will be here with a new show next Saturday. We're not taking off any time for the holidays.
Nope.
So we will see.
Keep grinding.
Yeah, we will see you then. For producer Chad Ellis, Aaron Tarlow, my partner, the owner of Southern Armory, I'm Tony Colombo. Thank you so much for listening to Second Amendment Radio on FM News Talk 97.1. We'll see you next week. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Get more at 971talk.com.